Now, research to coincide with National School Meals Week, which runs the 12th to the 16th of November this year, has revealed that we in the UK believe that school dinners are a fundamental part of school life for a child. Now, there's a bit of a celebration taking place this week, celebrating 25 years of National School Meals Week. And how do we feel about the grub? And what is the future for school meals? Joining me now to tell us more about the research and how the face of school dinners have changed over the years and will continue to change is expert Patricia Fellows, MBE, and Gavin Squires, who is Business Development Controller for Education at Bidfood. Hello.
Hello. Hello, Simon.
So, Patricia, how do you become an expert in school dinners? Come on.
Well, you work there for over 40 years and you start working in a kitchen cooking the dinner and then you end up running a huge county doing 47,000 meals a day. And then you retire very early and you just carry on interfering, really.
So how have school dinners changed over the years? Because I'm 55, but I never actually stayed for school dinners. All I ever did was smell them and see people eating them.
Oh, dear.
I know.
Oh, well, they've changed. I mean, they've been through various stages during my time in school catering. And obviously in the 80s, which is probably when you were at school, there were no nutritional standards and it was chips with everything. And then nutritional standards came back. And now in Scotland, you have very strict nutritional standards for your school meals. And we have standards in England as well.
So that has been a focus then, is it, of how on a budget you can get the meals nutritional and attractive to the kids then?
Yes, and reduce fat, reduce sugar, reduce salt, increase fruit and vegetables, and generally encourage children to eat a more healthy diet. But a lot of it is about education as well and about social things of sitting down at a table, using a knife and fork and meeting with your friends.
Yeah, because that is a big part of it, isn't it? You've worked during the school, you look forward to having a joke and a bit of fun and maybe getting some extras as well if you're lucky.
Yeah, and of course in Scotland and in England, all children in reception year one and year two have a free meal, regardless of their financial circumstances. And we would like to see, and I know Scotland would, that extended to the junior school, a part of the primary school for years three, four, five, and six.
And it is recognised, isn't it, that good nutrition and some good food does help in learning as well.
Yes, there's been some research done before on the free school meals in England, and it has already shown that attainment has improved, and also children are tasting different foods and eating more fruit and veg. So that can only be good, can't it?
Yeah, and I suppose you're up against it a bit, aren't you? Because it depends what the children are used to eating at home. So you've got to get a balance with that at school, haven't you?
Yeah, it does vary, and within an area, as I'm sure you know, and it's no good. You've got to slightly adapt your menus because we've got to try and encourage children who probably don't sit down at home and have a proper meal. We've got to encourage them to try new things and to eat a more healthy diet, because in the huge saving to the National Health Service in years to come will be enormous if we don't do something about it, when we've got one in five children starting school who are overweight or obese.
But Gavin, where do you fit into this then?
Basically, within Bidfood, we're a leading food service distributor, providing our customers with within the food service industry with catering solutions, servicing sectors such as education, healthcare, and business and industry, etc. So we work in partnership with our customers and our clients to look at recipe development, menu development, look at products. If we use pizza, for example, that's one of the school's favourites. So how do we work with our customers in relation to making pizza more healthy? So example would be look at possibly using wholemeal flour within the pizza base, introducing more vegetables as toppings, reducing the amount of cheese as specified in the school food standards, and also looking at other recipes and ideas. So, for example, like hidden vegetables within products such as a parsnip and coconut flapjack, say, or a chocolate beetroot brownie. So it's really working in partnership and in conjunction with our customers to produce the fantastic products that are being produced at this current moment in time within our schools.
Because I don't know if it's a scientifically proven fact, but as far as I'm concerned, pizza is one of the best meals in the world.
Well, it's the children's favourite, although they said that the favourite for the last 25 years of all age groups was curry. But I have to say pizza is a great favourite with children.
Absolutely.
Because we've got the battle with obesity. I think you touched on that, Patricia, yeah. You know, in years to come. So, we could be storing up problems later in life if we don't get this right early on.
Well, we are, and we're storing up a huge bill for the health service if we don't get it right. And the trouble is, as you probably well aware, and most of your listeners are too, that politicians only think in five-year terms, really. But we're building up something for the next 20, 25 years. If we don't address this, the cost of health service in diseases like type 2 diabetes and other things will be enormous. So we must do something about it.
So puddings, they were very, very high on the menu of importance, I seem to remember, especially, was it jam roly-poly?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But most puddings now have fruit in. But
yeah.
Again, I think there's a word of warning here. It's trying to get this balance right all the time. There are people that really want to take puddings off the menu and just have fresh fruit and yogurt. That's very good. But we also, apart from our children who are obese and overweight, we also have many children who are hungry and who take a lot of exercise or perhaps don't get so much to eat at home, where school meals are their only hot meal of the day, and they need their pudding. So I think it's about balance.
Absolutely, yeah.
You have fruit and stuff one day, and then you might have a nice pudding another day.
So how do you see this moving forward, Gavin, as you plan for the future with this?
Well, we've seen some of the key favourite traditional dishes remain popular for many, many years, and we'd all expect them to remain popular going forward when you look into the future. But as it is at the moment, I think allergens and special diets will play a major part in school meals going forward. So, it's quite interesting when you look at the survey, look at the results, and some people feel that the future school meals could be the form of a pill or a paste, you know, that astronauts use in space, which is quite funny when you look at that. But as I said previously, I think the main thing is looking at the traditional favourites will remain on the menu, but allergens and special diets particularly will be the key focus.
And it's the same as what Patricia was saying there. I mean, you want to combine the social aspect of it with the nutrition, don't you? So it's
absolutely
a fun thing.
Yeah,
and cooking's back on the curriculum in England. Mm. I'm not sure about Scotland. I don't think it ever went in Scotland, but it certainly went in England, and it's back on the curriculum. And that's very important because we sadly do have a generation of people who've never been taught to cook. And with the lives they lead, they tend to go out or use fast food, convenience food, and bring cooking back, I say.
I've recently learned how to make a nice omelette, so there you go.
Oh, well done.
So what celebrations are you having this week then for 25 years?
Well, on Wednesday, a cake's being delivered to Prince Charles. I'm not sure whether he'll be there, but it's going to see him, that the school chefs of the year made from Lacer. And we're going to host a lunch for MPs and peers just to show them how good a school meal can be. And they're also doing a tour around schools all over the country during the week, going into schools and talking to them about attainment and energy and exercise and nutrition. So there's a lot going on, and it's all very exciting, but it's also a celebration of the wonderful work that the school meal staff do every day in school kitchens across the whole of Great Britain.
Yeah, and I suppose also there's a call, isn't there, for more free meals for children as well?
Yeah, we'd like to see it extended to the junior schools for year 3, 4, 5 and 6, both in Scotland and England. Because Wales don't have free school meals yet, they have free breakfast.
All right, you just have to move around then, that's what you need to do.
Yeah, get breakfast in Wales and lunch in Scotland. Yeah, you could do that just about.
So where do we get more information?
There's three areas, Simon, to point your listeners to. There's the National School Meals Week website, which is www.nsmw.org.uk. There's a Bidfood website, www.bidfood.co.uk/schools. And there's a professional body within the school caterers called LASER, and their website is www.laser.co.uk/national.
Well, it's something nice to support, and long may school dinners be with us. Patricia Fellows and Gavin Squires, thank you so much for chatting with us.
Thank you, Simon.
Thank you, Simon.